You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey, it's Motley Fool Money co-host Dylan Lewis here. If you're listening to us, it's because you love following the stock market and learning about business stories. If you're looking to keep learning and unlocking your potential, then you should check out the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast produced by our friends over at the Stanford Graduate School of Business. Think Fast, Talk Smart is the Webby Award-winning Best Business Podcast that's received nearly 43 million downloads and is the number one career podcast in 95-plus countries, so you know it's worth your time. Each week, host and Stanford lecturer Matt Abraham sits down with experts to discuss the best tips to hone and develop your communication skills, from making small talk that leaves a big impression, to keeping your nerves in check while speaking, to being more persuasive. Whether you're working on your elevator pitch or planning an important meeting, strong communication skills are important in business and life in general. That's why you'll hear from pros like neuroscientist Andrew Huberman on how to manage speaking anxiety, as well as speechwriter, best-selling author, and friend of the Fool Dan Pink on how to take risks in your communication, and psychologist Kelly McGonigal on how to harness nervous energy to fuel powerful presentations. All that and so much more available on the Think Fast, Talk Smart podcast. So what are you waiting for? Listen every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Her Money Crew, we have heard from so many of you that you just can't get enough of our mailbag segment. So we are shaking things up and adding more mailbag episodes to your feed. What does that mean? Well, they will be mailbag intensive. Sometimes we'll have listeners ask their questions live. Sometimes we'll do the Q&A with a member of our Her Money team, because I know from our survey that a lot of you have been missing Catherine, and other times Julia will be riding side saddle. We're even looking to bring on some special guests with specific areas of expertise and have them answer questions with me about those topics, like investing, what to do after a divorce, how to prepare for retirement, you name it. We hope you'll tune in, and as always, we love your feedback. Do these bonus episodes do it for you? What topics would you like to hear us dive into? What questions can we answer for you on an upcoming episode? Write to us at mailbag@hermoney.com or send me a note personally at jean@hermoney.com and let me know if you've got a question I could answer. Personally, I'd love more of that. Hey, everybody, it's Jean. If you want to continue unlocking your potential, then you should also check out Think Fast, Talk Smart, produced by our friends at Stanford Graduate School of Business. Think Fast, Talk Smart is the Webby Award-winning Best Business Podcast that received nearly 50 million downloads. It's the number one career podcast in 95 countries, so you know it's worth your time. Each week, host and Stanford lecturer Matt Abraham sits down with experts to discuss the best tips to hone and develop your communication skills, from making small talk that leaves a big impression to keeping your nerves in check while speaking to being more persuasive. Whether you're working on your elevator pitch or planning an important meeting, strong communication skills are critical to business. All that and so much more is available on Think Fast, Talk Smart. Listen every Tuesday, wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube. Let's address a crucial topic and one of our hot button issues here at Her Money: women outliving their retirement savings. It's a huge problem, but it's one Parity Flex, the multi-year guaranteed annuity available from Gainbridge, is designed to fix. If you're not familiar with annuities, the concept is essentially that you take a chunk of money and turn it into a paycheck that you can start drawing on when you want to, next year or next decade. With guaranteed returns at 5.95% APY, the Parity Flex multi-year guaranteed annuity also features a guaranteed lifetime withdrawal benefit. which ensures a consistent income even if your account balance is zero. And if there's one thing better than a successful retirement, it's a stress-free retirement. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for important information. This is a paid endorsement. Before we jump into your questions, though, a very quick reminder that we are closing in on the end of tax time. Many of you have probably filed your taxes already. Good for you, you overachievers. I'm not quite done. The IRS has already received about 44 million returns, and people are getting an average refund of, get this, $3,213. That sounds great, right? It's a big chunk of change to get unexpectedly, and for many of you, it probably feels like free money, but the reality is, it's not. It's your money, and you've been letting Uncle Sam hold on to it for months and months and months, and if you had that money in your hands, maybe you could have paid down some debt, or stashed it in a high-yield savings account, or invested it and watched it grow, or put it to some other goal. Look, while no one likes to owe taxes come April 15th, the reality is you should actually be shooting for a very low one, as close to zero as possible. So if you're getting a big refund or you already got one, it's time to file a new W-4 with your company's HR department. You can use the IRS's withholding estimator. It's at the IRS website, irs.gov. We'll link to it in the show to find out what your break-even point will be. And just one final note to anyone listening who is saying, yeah, but getting a tax refund is the only way I can save money every year. Take your refund, divide it by the number of times you get paid each year, and move that amount of money into savings every time your paycheck lands. Do it automatically. Or if you're not maxing out your retirement account, adjust your contribution upward by the same amount. As you watch the money start to grow, I'm telling you, you're going to be very glad you did. And now we're going to take a quick break. We are back with our mailbag, and our call-in for this episode came from Carolyn. She's in her early 40s. She works for a nonprofit, and although she loves the work, she feels like they're taking advantage of her. Here's our conversation. Hey, Caroline, how are you?
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for writing in. Thank you for being a listener and part of our community. Tell me, where are you in the world?
I'm in Montana.
Lucky you.
Yeah, it's a really awesome place to get to live.
That's amazing. Tell me what's going on in your life. I know we're talking today about your career.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole lot, I guess, and I work for an organization, and we're a nonprofit, and I run the magazine part, and I'm the head of that, and we've gone through some pretty major changes and had a total redesign, and it was really successful. We're really happy with it. We did it all in-house, and now we're at a stage with the organization that is really important, and it's a new strategic plan that's going to take the organization in a new direction. And I'm really excited for it. But I was excited to come onto this job because I had a lot of chaos in my previous job, and I was looking forward to some stability. And then I started working here, and we had a switch out ED, and then we had this budget change, which is what caused the redesign. And now we have this. And so I'm not looking forward to having a complete industry shift and having to reassess what we're doing yet again. So part of me is saying, well, it's been 3 years, and that's usually what I've heard historically is like how much it can take to feel really confident at a job that you're like more high level at and get to know the ins and outs and feel really confident. And so I've made it past that benchmark and now move forward and have all of the experience and everything? Or if it's been 3 years of chaos, should I be looking for something else where the pay is more equitable to the kind of work that I'm doing? Because I also, in addition to that, I'm still making a nonprofit salary, which is not the only reason to have a job, but you can feel it over time. And there's also a lot of executive level coaching and internal PR work and that kind of thing, and a leaning on a lot of soft skills that isn't really acknowledged all that much. And so if there's something where I could be doing a little bit less constant work, then that would be nice. But at the same time, I do love my job. And so should I also just lean into that and embrace the chaos, so to speak, and see what happens?
So a couple of things come to mind. First of all, I can totally relate. I grew up in the magazine industry, not the not-for-profit side of it, but the magazine industry overall, and it has been chaotic. I know from your letter that you're being asked, after redesigning the magazine and cutting the cost that it takes to produce it substantially, you are now being asked to go off paper and on digital, which is, as you can see from looking at so many of the national magazines, pretty much the way of the world these days. There's a saying that when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. I don't know that the digital first transformation, which you're being asked to execute, is going to represent an end to the chaos. I think you may work for an organization that is just inherently chaotic, maybe functioning a little bit more like a startup. Some people are temperamentally suited for that. Some people really are not. And I think you have to ask yourself which you are. I mean, I have a sense from reading your full letter and just from hearing you talk about it that you'd be happier in a calmer environment. And then there's the issue of the money. You're single, correct?
I have a partner, but we have, I guess, semi-split. We're not married, and we've both been divorced, and we've been together for a couple years, but because of my own financial issues in the past, and also his, that we kind of do our own thing and we communicate very well on like shared expenses. But I am really trying to save up money as an individual.
Right. And I think that that's important, particularly at this stage of your life. How old are you?
40. I'll be 42 shortly.
So you've got to really get on it when it comes to saving for retirement. And if you are not able to do that on the salary that you're being paid, it probably is a good time to look for something that allows you to sock away more money. Now, that could come from your current job. If you are fielding offers, you can take it back to your company. And the thing that we have to remember about not-for-profits is that not-for-profit doesn't mean you don't make any money, right? They make money. Otherwise, they wouldn't exist long-term. And so it's perfectly acceptable to take an offer and go back to your current employer and say, I am being offered this. If you want to keep me, you need to step up. You need to match this. You need to pay me more. And maybe they will or maybe they won't. But if you're willing to walk to the other position, then you've got the leverage. 3 years is plenty long to be at a job and leave it. You're not going to get any sort of shade on your resume. Don't even think about that. The other question that I have is, when you say you love your job and then you say, but there's been consistent chaos, do you really love it?
When I can focus on my little world, then I do. I love working with, for the most part, I love working with the people that I work with, because we're so close and it's like family, for better or for worse, which I don't use language like that at work, but there's that constant tension and making up and everything. And then my freelancers, I've been really enjoying. I started an internship program and getting to mentor young writers and editors, getting to help people early on in their career become great writers and learn how to work with magazines. All of that is extremely fulfilling for me. And then the material itself, I love. I'm a magazine editor for something that's very specific, and both of those things are my two loves. And it's, I think, rare to have something that aligns with your value system so much. And so there's like a definite push and pull in that regard of which part of myself am I going to honor? Because I don't think that I'd find something that's such a great fit, even in that regard, if I want to find something that's a better fit in these other ways.
Okay. So have you had the discussion with them about salary?
I brought it up a couple of years ago, and essentially I was given a kind of blank stare, and then the meeting was wrapped up very quickly after that, and I tried to schedule some follow-up meetings, and I didn't actually meet that person for another year.
In your latest one-on-one, what happened?
So in that one, we just mainly talked about her children. And then I tried to bring up the other conflicts that were going on and didn't really get all that much. And so I decided to just not keep banging my head against the same door that wasn't being answered. So I started talking with other people who I thought could potentially help. And the conversation was mainly about like budgetary issues and what we're able to do and not do. And then I had another meeting with that person 1 year, almost to the day after that last follow-up meeting. And we mainly chatted about the stresses that we're facing as an organization and how to better interpersonal relationships, and ended with me hosting the Christmas party.
Oh my gosh. Caroline, when was the last time you had a raise?
I got one when I was about 6 months in. We did like an organization ride raid.
So 3 years ago? Okay. And inflation has been going great guns. Your living expenses have gone way up. You've brought incredible value. I can hear it to this organization. You've cut their costs tremendously. I know that they've reduced staff. I mean, I'm getting angry on your behalf just listening to this. I have to tell you. And so I know you say you love it. I think sometimes we love things that we're comfortable with. When I left my last real jobs before I started freelancing and started Her Money, I missed the people terribly. But I also felt good about earning what I knew that I was worth. And I think it's time for that. So I would encourage you to explore other offers. If you want to take those other offers back to your current employer and see if they'll match them, okay. But I think you know exactly who these people are right now. And I don't think that you are their priority. And that's terrible. I mean, not every employee can be the priority of all employers at the same time. But it's not your doing that the organization is facing stresses. You have helped with those stresses. You have helped cut costs. You've helped them continue to put out this publication. Well, think about ways that you could potentially satisfy the itch that you have to write the material that you are passionate about on a freelance basis if it's not possible to do it at a day job. And then look for a day job that makes you happy and brings a little more peace to your life. How's that sound?
That is hard to hear, but really resonates also.
And I don't want this to be the end. I want you to think about what I've said. I want you to think about if you're comfortable looking around and exploring these other offers. And then I want to talk again. So Haley, our producer, will set that up, figure out a way that we can see you through this challenge and we'll hopefully find you a happier place. And maybe it'll be your current job, but with a little more acknowledgement of what you're bringing to the party.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It's truly an honor and so unexpected to have the opportunity to talk with you face to face. I can't express how much it means to me for you to take the time.
My pleasure. And from one magazine person to another, I totally feel you. So let's see how this goes.
All right. Thanks so much for your time, Jean. I so appreciate it.
You too. We'll talk again soon. Thanks so much for joining me today on Her Money. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Edelman Financial Engines. Her Money is produced by Haley Pascalides. This show is mixed and mastered by CDM Sound Studios. Our music is provided by Video Helper, and our show comes to you through Megaphone. Check out our new podcast, How She Does It with Karen Feinerman, for intimate cocktail party style conversations with today's most talented female leaders. This podcast is also part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. You can find us and other shows like us at airwavemedia.com. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk soon.